So when were you first introduced to Stowe? When was your first trip up here?
Oh, before we were married.
Okay.
We used to come up and go skiing.
And how did you, why Stowe? How did you get connected with
that
Stowe?
That was Tro's choice.
Do you know, remember how you heard about Stowe or why you would have chosen to come here?
I don't remember. It was, Stowe was synonymous with the best skiing in the country. When I was in college, or before that, actually, I went to school in New Hampshire at St. Paul's, and I learned to ski a little bit there, and I just always loved it as a sport. And what was the question again?
Well, just why Stowe? I'm
why Stowe? Because Stowe was the ski capital of the East, and rivaling any of the Western resorts at that point. I should say that when we decided we wanted to leave the New York area, we did travel out and looked at some of the Western ski areas, and it was wonderful skiing in Aspen. This was back in the 1950s, I guess, but Vail didn't exist at that point, so it was... So we ended up looking at that, deciding we liked it, but we still, at least I felt I was still a New Englander and wanted to stay in New England. Mm-hmm. And so we traveled to different places all around New England before Claudia and after Claudia. But I probably skied all over New England and up in Trumbull and Saint-Sever. And we settled on Stowe.
Settled on Stowe. So tell me then, was your first introduction, did you have any connection with the New York Amateur Ski Club?
Yes, I was we were both members of the Amateur Ski Club.
And did you join after you had begun skiing up here or before?
Before.
Okay. So maybe was it through the ski club maybe that you would have come the first time?
No, it had nothing to do with the Amateur Ski Club. In fact, Roland Palmedo was a ski club under Roland Palmedo's regime was trying to decide where that they were going to build a ski chalet, and you could vote for Stowe or Waitsfield.
Mad River.
And I guess I always love to write things, and I wrote my opinion of Mad River, which was not very complimentary, that it was a gloomy valley. It was always dark and shadowy. And I don't think that endeared me much to the Amateur Ski Club. And we dropped out, actually. Well, there was no need for it once we were here in Stowe, living here in Stowe. But during the 50s, it was a very nice way to get to get up here on the chalet ski train and that type of thing.
Sure. Oh, yeah. So you'd leave work after on a Friday afternoon,
hop on the train. Then we had kept our car, a farmer kept our car and brought it to the station, warmed up, ready to go.
In Waterbury.
In Waterbury.
Okay. And you'd pretty much come up every weekend?
Yes.